Welcome to an episode of Doing Too Much. Today, I get to interview the lovely
Selena Alvarez, aka Alyssa.
We talk about so many different things in this episode that honestly, like, I feel like I'm gonna have to make two parts of it. I'm very grateful that I get to sit down and talk to you. It was honestly very shocking to me that you were like, yeah, I'd love to at first, because you seem like somebody that's so busy, and just like you making time, I really appreciate it. Yeah. And I'm very grateful that we ran into each other the way that we did and we saw each other again. So it kind of, I see signs all the time. Like, yeah. Whenever I do something, I'm like, that's a sign, or there should have been a sign, like, for me to do it or whatever. And I definitely think us running into each other at David's was a very good sign. And yeah, I look forward to getting to know you and getting to listen to what you have to say about how you do things, because I know that you're a boss lady, so it's great kind of getting to be around other people that they can see how great they are and they talk about themselves highly, you know? Like, it was nice that you think so highly of yourself, because I'm a big believer that when you say things out loud, then that's how you're treated or that's what you get. And it's really nice to be around another woman that thinks highly of themselves, you know? It's very nice to hear. Like, I love when people love themselves, and you clearly love yourself a lot.
Thank you.
And I can see how that might have been something that took a long time for you to get there, but it's like you wear it well.
Thank you. Yeah, and I've went over in the episode, like, I'm still settling into that, but I think whew, you guys are gonna go deep. You're in for a journey.
Yeah. you give kind of black cat so far.
Oh my god, thank you. I'm looking for my golden retriever. Okay,
really?
Yeah, I need like a really chipper, happy-go-lucky dude, but like is a dom.
They have like mommy issues
a lot,
because their mother was emotionally unavailable and not there to like coddle them, or they coddled them too much, you know. Because the mom was, you know, not wanting to focus on herself. You know, there's so much depth to, like, our relationships with our parents. And I think the older you get, the more you realize, you're like, damn, I really am a combination of these two people, and this is trippy. But my dad's actually a DJ.
Does he have a DJ name?
DJ No-No.
Aww.
I know.
Wait, that's really cute.
Yeah, his name's Noel.
Yeah. That's even cuter. I thought it was, like, a... Like, you know how most grandparents...
Yeah, Nana, like, no, yeah. Yeah.
Did he DJ with you, like, when you were growing up or anything? Or is he like,
would,
the inspiration?
DJ a little bit. He would, like, play music a lot. We definitely had, like, when I was, like, really young, have, like, family dance parties and listen to... It's called old freestyle music. A lot of Latin salsa and... It was like cute memories, but my sister and I are 6 years apart, so there's some like key differences in our like timelines, because, you know, while she's like 16, I'm 10. So there's like two different vibes, you know.
That's me too.
With your sibling?
Yeah. When I was 10, he was 15.
Yeah. So like, they're kind of wild in, and I kind of, like, learn what not to do, you know?
Because really?
I'm the baby, so, like, if my sister's doing some crazy shit and she's getting yelled at for it, I'm not going to do that growing up, you know? Or I'll be sneakier about it, you know? But I was, like, reflecting a lot today on my upbringing. I was texting you that, of, like, oh, I, like, hit somebody up from high school. Like, ew, why did I do that? You know what I mean? Like, there's so much, like, in my life that was, like, before Selena... And then, like, after, to where I need to be more conscious of who I'm bringing into my life now that I've activated this part of myself.
Yeah.
'Cause it's a sacred part of myself.
Mm-hmm. No, I feel the same way. Last week, like, ran into a situation that really made me think about that even more. I don't know. I don't remember how we met, But well, I'm glad we did.
I was leaving my friend Ken's, and you guys were, like, coming to, like, the after party, you and Bella.
Ken's.
It was, like, random house in Detroit, probably went to. But I was like, oh, hi. And I was like, oh, bye. Because I get so tired. I was telling you earlier, I get so tired of the afters now. And I've had to sort of regiment my sleep schedule back to a normal sleep schedule. Because I did do the whole, you know, party after hour in somebody's kitchen. I don't know. I like my sleep. Yeah. I like feeling healthy. Like, you know, all the yoga and stuff I was telling you about, like, I've always had to try to prioritize my health because I've had this, like, brainwashing experience growing up that I was fat, which it's like, I'm a curvy Latina big booty bitch, you know, like... But the idea, because I look at pictures of myself when I was like 18, and the fact that they were calling that fat is like crazy to me, because I was just a natural body,
yeah,
you know. So I sort of ingrained in my head, and then I probably like had some sort of emotional like trigger, and would eat, and you know, do all this shit, and to the point where like I've always sort of had to be more conscious about my health, and I actually did have like a. Like a 20 pound weight loss, and I was doing really good, and then I got out of that relationship, and what was the first thing I did? Oh, I'm gonna go fucking party and get all fucked up because it's fun, because I didn't get to do that when I was cuffed, you know.
Yeah,
so then it, you know, alcohol makes you gain weight, whatever you're eating at 4 a.m you know,
pizza you ordered,
right? Like, you know, just not having the health in mind, I think, was a necessary contrast to bring me back to, yeah, I am a granola girl, you know, like, I'd rather do some mushrooms than some K, you know, like, that's long term, that's probably the better decision. And I just know that that's, because I did a whole year sober, and I was very, like, vocal about it, and now my whole ideal is, like, everything in moderation, even sugar is, like, drug, you know, it has essences of what a drug can do to you, and it affects my body very, I'm very sensitive to it. So
is there somebody that kind of inspired you, like you look up to in their body image and the way that they like go about?
Yeah, I think all the female DJs that I love, because they're like real life Bratz dolls, like what I want to be.
Like who?
Blossom, she's got like short pink hair. I got to hang out with her, and she does drum and bass, and she like all these women I know, like they post on their stories, like they work out, they take care of themselves. Zen Selecta, I think, you know, she looks great, and she's badass. Mary Droppins is like super sexy. I feel like just women, this is why people are like, are you straight? I'm like, I don't know, because women are hot, like they just are. And like and they're all like growing into themselves too, so to be able to have these, you know, not only because like I had pop stars growing up, but these are, you know, people who are real people, like I've met them. And it reminds me that, like, there's no hierarchy. We can all just, like, be artists and exist in our artistic form. And I know that, you know, this is a slow roll. This is a long game. I'm giving myself 10 years. Because the women I just mentioned have been in this industry for 10 years or more. And they're, you know, more recently in the past 5 years or so, 5-6 years, gaining national or even global recognition, which is fucking amazing. You know, I think there's a big advantage to having a recognizable brand, like a visual thing you can do with your brand, and like Blossom and the pink hair. Zen's got this like beautiful, luscious, just mane of the curliest, beautifulest hair, and she just like rocks it. She's DJing, and Mary always kind of has this like, she has this like little bob that like swoops at the bottom, and she, you know, they have such a vibe. And I think I've naturally, you know, had so many things in my life that have led me to like almost the prerequisites to Selena. I was telling you I did makeup artistry, so like I could turn a makeup look if I wanted. I just am lazy. I just don't want to go all out. But, like, you know, if I'm on tour and I have an hour or two to get ready. I'll go full drag, you know, whatever.
Really?
No. I mean, full drag for me is, like, you know, a cut crease and you're really doing it. But, like, day to day, I don't do all that. But, you know, I could do that. And I think the yoga era, and I became a certified life coach at 23 years old, which is, like, what do I know about life? But learning about neuroscience and nutrition really gave me the skills to, like we were talking about earlier, prioritize my health. But then realizing that that relationship I was in was just part of what was holding me back in my life. I left when I was 26. That's when a lot of beautiful, real shit started to happen. But I kind of had to do it a little under the influence, you know, a little hazed from the truth and the beauty of who I really am, mm-hmm. and how fantastic life is once I have access to that piece of myself that I think was just sort of shut off because I wasn't in my, like, power, I guess.
Mm-hmm. I really, really want to see how Selena dresses, because the way you describe her is just so beautiful, like... Aww. But I have no idea, like, I don't know what to expect at all.
I mean, mostly when I'm shopping for, I feel like it's like this secret person for Selena. Mm-hmm. But no, it's, you know, leather vibes, you know, Y2K kind of, like, crop tops with, like, the barbed wire butterfly, you know, just, like, Bratz doll type shit, you know, very, I love a good neon, like, in part of my Instagram, there's a color story, and you can feel it in my home, there's purple, and there's, you know, bright pink, and a little bit of blue, a little bit of green, you know, there's tones and essences, and this is part of my artistic, you know, essence, is I associate colors with vibes, and I'll always associate purple and Selena, you know, like, that's her thing. But me as Alyssa, I'm a pink bitch.
Really?
Like, yeah.
I'm a pink bitch.
Yeah. Like,
I love other pink bitches. You should meet my friend Ember. She's a pink bitch.
But, you know, it's, I also really love green.
Me too. Yeah. No way. Wait. In a little bit, I'll show you something in my purse that I have. Aww. It's pink and green.
Well, that's the heart chakra right there. Is your center of love, self-love, money, abundance, and, you know, Selena being purple, that's the third eye. Yeah, and that tracks, you know, she's very intuitive, very sort of in her head, but I think, you know, as I grow into it, the last chakra, it's the crown chakra, that's when you know, it's called your highest self. And I've wanted to do in my 20s is just, like, achieve my highest self, you know? And, like, there's no destination. There's no one day I'm going to wake up and be like, okay, I'm her now. Woo, you know? Like, it's going to be a continual just peeling back layer after layer and healing trauma after trauma and, like, just not giving a fuck. Because I still give a fuck. I do.
That's fair, though.
Yeah, well, and that was, you know, the ego I was discussing earlier. Is, like, to be a real-life Bratz doll, I can be a little bit of a brat. And learning emotional regulation and emotional intelligence is something I study. Because the Gemini is the fire sign of the air signs. So we're very quick-witted and, like, you know, adaptable, reactive. But when something kind of, like, strikes a nerve, we have to sort of take a step back before we react so quickly because we're very just, like, hot. You know, we're just, it's like steam, you know?
Yeah.
So, thank God for marijuana. No.
Yeah, being in Michigan is nice.
Yeah, we have a really great cannabis community here.
Yes, we do. Have you been to Hash Bash?
Yeah. Many, many years.
Most people, when I ask them, they're like, oh, yeah, I was gonna go, but then I didn't want to drive. I'm like, I mean, do this drive all the time.
Yeah, people are babies about driving here. I had this TikTok go viral about Belleville because there's a club in Belleville called the Diamond Black Music Hall. They do line dancing, and it's been around for a long time, and they had Super Future there recently, and I put in the TikTok, new EDM venue in Metro Detroit. Metro Detroit does not mean Detroit. There's the word metro for a reason. Now, is it closer to Ann Arbor? Yeah. But is it 10 minutes away from the airport? Yeah. So, like, what does it matter? Is it 30 minutes away from where I live in Detroit? Yeah. So is the electricity, you know? Like,
yeah, no, electricity. I thought that it was way closer for the longest time. And then I did the drive and it was...
It's far. But it goes by fast. And that's why... So we were just talking about cannabis and now we're talking about, like, driving in the area. So I work with Jeter. We were just smoking it earlier. They're awesome because I get to drive all around Metro Detroit or even like 2 hours out sometimes, listen to music, do my thing, go do a pop-up, give people free stuff because I'm not a bud tender, you know, I'm not selling the weed. So, you know, I give keychains or stickers or, you know, whatever, and just like interact with people. And that's so great because, you know, I go to festivals and stuff. I love giving people stuff.
Yeah.
You know, I love giving.
I love giving people stuff. Oh. I love getting stuff like,
trinkets.
Rare trinkets. Yeah. Though. Somebody gave me this mushroom that it's like a pen and a book.
Oh, see?
It's so cute. I've never seen something like that before.
That's, like, one of the reasons why I do like festivals is because when the crowd is nice, like, people are just, like, so sweet and, like, it restores my faith in humanity.
Yeah.
But it really depends. So last year I went to 7 different music festivals. And that's why I just told you, like, I'm kind of over it because I need to sit my ass in this studio for as long as I was, you know, out at festivals. But I did about a little over half of them completely sober, and that was awesome, you know? Like, the hardest part is, like, the traveling and, like, the camping.
And the setting up your tent.
Yeah.
And the parking in the lot with yeah. 50
yeah.
cars.
Yeah, like, settling in, and, you know, by the time you're...
being comfortable. Yeah. Blowing up that air mattress. Oh, my goodness.
Showering. I've done so many shower gross. In a bags. Like, the... Yeah. But you know what? We do it for the culture, and I am very grateful and excited to dream of a day where people are traveling from all over the world to camp in a tent with their besties to come see my set because they like me, they resonate with my music, and they're there to have a good time and enjoy themselves, you know?
I look forward to that as well.
Thank you.
It'll be so, so cool, like... getting to talk to you about it and like the days leading up to it and just like watching how excited you are and then it actually happening.
Right.
Oh my gosh, it'll be a great moment.
Well, I still get very nervous. I mean, I'm new at this, but like the thing about nerves is it's like they say you get nervous because you care, you know? And I think I'll always feel this little bit of like giddy, you know, it's like flying an airplane. I've never flown an airplane, but DJing, there's like a lot of like knobs and like frequencies and it's like fucking flying a ship. And once you get to that landing, you get to like the place where you're meant to be in the transition. It's like, oh, and the crowd can feel it too. It's so crazy, like controlling people in a way, you know?
I know what you mean.
Like, it's so cute. It's like, hey guys, can I play some of my favorite songs for you while I stand here and hang out, like, give vibes? Yeah. And then they're like, yeah. And, you know, and then you play it, everybody's hyped, and you're just like, this is so great.
So, do you manifest? Yeah.
Yeah, do I manifest? I feel like manifestation, it's... just our thoughts, you know? Like, I always remember thoughts become things. And when I was, like, 18 years old, I watched The Secret with my sister and her boyfriend at the time. And I was like, oh, okay. Like, I already kind of do this. Not in a sense that, like, you know, I wanted, I got it, but more so, like, I've been able to visualize certain things that I wanted to accomplish in my life, and then you actualize them, and that's kind of neat.
That is.
Yeah. So then I started, you know, going down the new age rabbit hole of manifestation and meditation and yoga, kundalini, life coaching, you know. I love it.
Pilates?
Not Pilates. I feel like that's, like, where I'm headed now. Okay. You know?
Everyone's doing Pilates right now.
Well, I love lifting. I'm more of a... I like to just have my music and lift, and I just found a good gym. Thank God. God sent me that, too. I swear to you, I was like, all I want is a really nice gym where they have one, you know, a couple amenities. Mm-hmm. It's super low-key, all the equipment I need, and clean, you know, whatever. And it's, I kid you not, it's across the street from the Planet Fitness that I was going to, that I, like, hated going to here in Detroit, because it's always busy, there's no parking. This place, you get a designated parking lot with a badge saying, I can park here, so no tickets, you know? Yeah. The people there are so nice. I walk in, and they're just like, hey, girl, how are you? And I'm just like, this is the energy I need in my life, you know? Because
you need to tell me what gym this is, but later, you can tell me.
I'm kind of gatekeeping it. Okay. No, I'll tell you.
I've been trying to go to the Y, but I can't bring myself to.
No.
Because if I do...
It's downtown is the worst with parking.
Yeah.
Because it's just a downtown area, you know? And so many people in my life are like, oh, Alyssa, like, do you want to move to LA or New York or any of these places? And I'm like, nah,
I'm chilling. You can't drive your car.
Yeah, no.
I like to drive my car places.
Me too. I don't trust people and their driving abilities. So, I like to be in control.
Oh, you like to be the driver?
Mm-hmm.
Wait, I'm so glad that we met, because I am tired of being a driver.
No, you can be my passenger princess all day.
Yeah, and I have, like, a pillow for when I sit in the passenger seat and a blanket. Aww. And, like, I miss it, because I drive everywhere. I promise, everywhere.
What do you drive again? I didn't notice.
I have a Mitsubishi Outlander, so, like, an SUV. Ooh.
Yeah. Mitsubishi?
Mm-hmm.
That's cool.
I used to have a Kia Soul, and I used to get flamed for it because of the stupid... I like how you used
flamed as a word.
Well, because of the damn commercial with those guinea pigs or the hamsters.
What?
You haven't seen it?
No. I don't watch TV.
It's an ad for Kia. It's like these hamsters in a Kia Soul listening to rap music.
And they're trying to say that's you.
Yeah. As a DJ, do you want to date another DJ, or do you want someone from the outside world, like a doctor? That's
such a good question.
Or a teacher?
Honestly, whatever God thinks I need, if it's another DJ to collaborate with, or even, like, let's say I meet someone who hates house music, and he's, like, a rhythm, like, crazy...
On to the next.
Well, no, like, but immediately. Hey, if that's my man, you know? I can get down with, like, a little bit of rhythm, but, you know, I think, to answer your question in a yes or no statement, yeah, I would be with another artist, because we understand each other, we understand each other's sort of motivations and life, but to be with a doctor, you know, our schedules would just really be misaligned, because if I'm, you know, if we're manifesting, right, the vision is to be, you know, a touring DJ to some capacity. My life's going to require a lot of travel, a lot of me focusing on my career, and I need someone to be down with that. So you know who I'm actually manifesting is a creative photographer, videographer guy who can follow me while I'm on tour and be there for me, and we can have fun together, and they can take great pictures of me because I'm a content queen, and it's tough doing it all by yourself.
Yeah.
You know?
I'm, like, thinking if I know any that I can have you bump into.
The thing is, though, I've probably... I feel like the person I'm supposed to be with probably, like, already knows about me. I just have a lot of growing and maturing to do. Still. I'm 28, and I'm just, like, I'm still such a ripe fruit, you know? And I'm so excited to, like, just continue to settle into myself
That's
more.
That's such a good way of... like saying it, a ripe fruit. I've never heard that before.
Well, I feel like I have just a very youthful spirit, and I'm so excited for my 30s. I think by then I'll have some shit figured out. So, do you like the tea, by the way?
Yeah, it's really good tea.
We're drinking green tea with raspberry.
I love tea. That's why I brought up Crazy Wisdom, because it's like a what's it called? You can have, like, tea parties there.
Yeah. Yeah, there's the Boston Tea Room, too, in Ferndale.
I've never been. The Boston Tea Room. That's a cute name.
Right.
But about, you and meaning the love of your life.
Yeah, we went down some rabbit holes. The love of my life, though, okay, so this kind of gets me talking about my music. A lot of it is inspired by failed relationships. Or not even that, situationships, which is, you know, very much, you were texting me today about our dating culture, and, you know, I think whoever I'm meant to be with will sort of see me truly embody, like, my own worth and my own power, and then that's when they'll be like, hey, you've, you know, settled into this version of you that has the capacity to, like, meet me where I'm at. Not that they're, like, holier than thou, but I still have so much growing to do. I can't be distracted. And you know, part of me is always like, oh, well, because I dated somebody for 8 years, so it's ingrained in my brain to think that I need somebody for company or sex or, you know, run errands with me, you know, whatever, the things that we did to bond, when it's like, it's such a radical mission to just be comfortable doing all those things by yourself. Even music, you know, writing these songs, and now I'm, you know, training my voice to sing them in a way that feels like art rather than just, like, expression.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'm not necessarily a natural performer. I'm probably naturally, like, extroverted. And I just kind of, like, you know, rip the bandaid off and just kind of wing it, you know? But I think there's a lot of, like, me mastering the craft of my art. And then within that is Alyssa, right? Like, who, yeah, I am as, like, a woman, and then the artists within that, and, like, all the craft that is required to create the quality out of it. Alyssa's driving that ship, and Selena's, like, an energy that I channel,
mm-hmm,
and sort of bypass my own ego of, oh, well, you know, what if people make fun of me, or what if people think it's bad? It's like, I'd rather put out something and it not be perfect than holding myself back from even just contributing, you know, and sharing, mm-hmm, art. So, yeah, we were talking about, like, love and all of that. And, like, you know, I can go over my track list right now, and there's a song about... So these are 10 songs I wrote last winter, right after I put out my first project called Spells. And immediately I just started writing more. And, like, I haven't recorded them yet because I want them to be really good. So I'm just waiting to, like, be in a practice of, it's almost like when you're an athlete and you're like in the Olympics and you're like training for an extended period of time, or even Ari and Wicked, for example, you know, like,
oh yeah,
she was training for a while,
for so long,
right?
So they've, it's been like posting about it for so, yeah, long.
Yeah, it's been like a 2-year, 3-year process for her. So for me, it's like these songs, I still feel the same way. There's one about being friend zone, one about how, you know, true love's probably a lie. There's one about, it's called Bad Weather, where it's like, I mess up that connection because I am too much. There's one about wanting them to commit and claiming the relationship. There's one about giving my situationship a promotion, you know, because he got my hips in motion. So, you know, he's promoted to, like, full-time instead of part-time.
Full-time situationship. Yeah.
But it's funny because one of my songs that's already out called Soft Lips, I say, I'm done with situationships. You got me begging like bacon strips.
Mmm.
And
love that.
That little clip definitely pulled some numbers on TikTok, but for, like, the wrong reasons, because people were, like, hating a little, which is, I've always kind of gone back and forth between this type of stuff, because, like, 10 years ago, I was on YouTube, and I was doing makeup tutorials, like, I've always sort of put myself out there online, and people are always gonna have something to say, but I feel like in a past life,
mm-hmm,
like, I had a similar situation where I was sort of ridiculed. So I have this, like, emotional, like, oh, fuck. Like, you know, like, it doesn't feel good when people are hating. But it mm-hmm, takes so much building of your character to just, like, keep going and keep being your authentic self. And recognize that if people don't understand me, it's because they don't fucking know me, you know? I'm a complex, mm-hmm, person.
Yeah. Do you feel like you have, like, a close circle of friends that can help you overlook that? Or do you think that you're still at a point where, like, you need good people to support you still?
I think a little bit of both, you mm-hmm. know? Like, I do have a circle of, and they're all men, because I'm in a male-dominated industry. It's a lot of my close guy friends that, you know, I'll find myself get emotionally triggered about something, or being a brat, or there was one point this year where I was, like, pissed because all of them were doing shows, and they weren't inviting me because they thought I was going to play bass music, and they weren't putting me on, and then they finally put me on, and I was like, okay, guys, I'm going to stop being a brat, you know? Like, mm-hmm. like, my own ego can definitely be in the room sometimes, and I think them as men, they kind of, like, hold space for that, but then there's sometimes where they, like, challenge my viewpoint in, like, really gentle ways. It's been so interesting having, like, primarily close dynamics with guys, because for those 8 years, I only had one man in my life.
Yeah, you know, no, that's the switch up of the year. That's very impressive also.
Yeah, well, and you know, I in that relationship, I did have a lot more of the sisterhood, you know, yoga, ecstatic dance with other females, and cacao ceremonies, and I was very in my feminine. I mean, I lived in Bloomfield Hills. I, you know, worked for it's an athleisure brand that it's like a recyclable fabric. It's called mm-hmm. Woven. I'm actually wearing their leggings right now.
They look because, comfortable,
yeah.
dude.
No, they're really great. Like them. Yeah. And I was, like, you know, creating content on TikTok. And, you know, I've just always been, like, a social media girly since earliest memories of, you know, Instagram, having a a digital camera,
yeah.
Facebook, MySpace. Like, I grew up on that.
I've
so,
been on Facebook way too long. It says I'm, like, 30. Like 35.
You're like, maybe. I've been on Facebook since I was 4.
Honestly. Like, I got Facebook way too young, but I just wanted to see what my family was posting.
Aww. Yeah, well, you were asking me about, like, you know, do I have a close circle that can sort of essentially check my ego and check my emotional, you know, reactions to this art, to the experience of being an artist, and I do, and I'm also, you know, realize I gotta be my own person to keep myself in check, and there's so many times where I've just been, like, getting in a tizzy over something, and then I take a step back and I'm like, you know, I'm not doing anything that revolutionary. Mm-hmm. This is a form for me to express myself and to share the things that are on my heart that other people might be experiencing, like being friend zone, like wanting to promote their situationship to full time, wanting somebody to commit to them, you know, feeling so lonely and, you know, like true love is a lie because, you know, is it my heart or is it my size? These are lyrics that are in my songs, and it's like I'm excited to get up to speed with who I've needed to be as Alyssa to be able to record this next project as who the fuck Selena is. And Selena, this incense you're smelling, there's a goddess named Saraswati. She's the goddess of wisdom, knowledge, music, art, you know, all the things that I'm into. And you know, the S energy kind of symbolizes that, but then my sister, who's a DJ, I don't know if you knew that.
I didn't know you had a sister.
Yeah, I have an older sister.
Oh, really?
Yes, Sonia Alvarez. And she's open for Chris Lake, Gorgon City, Sheba San, AC Slater, Disco Lions, like.
Is she Sonia with a Y or with a I?
With a Y. And that's why I'm Selena with a Y. And so Selena means moon goddess, right? Mm-hmm. Clearly I'm a spiritual type bitch, you know? And then the two, you know, more famous Selenas have so much, like, lore and so much, like, they're very interesting characters. Like, Selena Quintilla, she was killed by the president of her fan club. We all know Selena Gomez, and even just, like, her, like, drama with Justin.
Her life, how everyone's so obsessed with her.
The kidney transplant, the lupus, it's just, like, she's the revival, I'll never forget when that record came out. I dive into the ocean, and it's just, mm-hmm. like, she has just such, like, a intoxicating energy, and even, you know, the OG Selena, these are powerful Latina women, yeah. So... when my sister said, you know, I asked for her blessing to become a DJ,
after we were kind of out of touch for a while, after I left that relationship. This is like the cliff notes, but you know, we're coming up with names, and she goes, what about Selena? And originally I didn't like it, because like, that's, I'm not Selena. It's it's an energy that I embody. And it's like, I'm still getting into it, you know, I'm still growing into it. Even when I'm performing, like, I maybe, you know, don't go as hard, or I may not be as animated as more experienced DJs, because there is a performative aspect to it, and like, I'm still settling into that. It's been 2 years. So it's like cute watching myself in real time, like, do this and fulfill some childhood dreams, and even, you know, getting out of a long-term relationship, this was actually a great way for me to meet friends and to have a circle of people. And it's grown. I feel like I know a lot of people, but I think there's definitely a layer of, like, the lone wolf of the artist lifestyle, where, like, it's a little easier to isolate sometimes. Because going out, you know, it's very distracting. Mm-hmm. Like, there's been a huge switch up ever since I started producing, that I don't really want to go out unless it's, like, an important event, you know? Am I going to spend, you know, $60 to go and see the show that, like, I know I want to be up there? So if I work my ass off and use the free time that I have on music and getting better at this, then I will be up there someday.
Well, you also have a really nice space to be in.
Thank you.
I feel like most of the people that are going out quite often, they probably just aren't as comfortable in their space and try to get away from it. And, like, if I lived here, I would never leave.
Well, the hard part about producing is, like anything you're starting new, you kind of are, like, not good at first, and you're just figuring it out, and it's a lot of trial and error. But I think what I've enjoyed about, you know, this entire process, it started with DJing, then I went to singing, like, working with an engineer, and then now with the producing, it's, like, you learn so much about yourself in all these different capacities. You learn about how you learn and what you respond best to. And for me, it's almost like I'd have to kind of do things like wrong at first, or just kind of like fucking figure it out in the moment. And then once I can like get a grasp on that, I like learn how to polish it from there, which has been a lot to learn within DJing. I started off playing house music, and then I slowly got more and more into like, like 140 dubstep, experimental bass, definitely a lot of drum and bass, but like I was telling you earlier, like UK garage, garage, you know, like it's just, it's such a nice way to sandwich all of those vibes together. So that's kind of what I've been trying to play and take you on a gradual journey if the time's allotted and if the, you know, the vibe's right for that. But I don't know, I feel like I've had to fit in some boxes here in Detroit, and I don't want to do that anymore. So, you know, if people are confused about what I DJ, it's like, then you'd probably never see me DJ. you should figure it out, I don't know.
People get confused?
Well, because I started off with house, and then I was like, guys, I'm bass Lena, we're doing bass, and I like played a couple bass shows, and people were like, oh, well, are you still a house DJ? I'm like, I'm just a DJ, you know? Like, I'm allowed to just, like, play whatever I want.
But also, why are they keeping up with that? Like, that's for you to decide, you know?
Yeah, well, it's, like I was kind of telling you about the high school aspect of it, it's like, what club are you a part of? Mm-hmm. So, you know, if I'm hanging out with the house people, but I am supposed to be in the bass scene more, I may not be able to garnish as much of a bass audience because all my friends are in the tech house. So it's been sort of the, you know, being a Gemini, it's like I can just fit in wherever and be such an adaptable, dynamic person because I love every vibe. I could go to a metal show and be like, okay, like, let's have fun with it, you know? Like, probably, like, meet some, like, cute girl in, like, a goth outfit and be like, hey, you know, what's your name? Like, I can figure it out.
Yeah, you can find somebody to talk to.
Yeah.
It'll always be okay. Yeah.
Yeah. And the same thing with, you know, music. I will always find a pocket of, like, you know, the vibe that the event is asking of me, but then how I can make it my own and, you know, bend that ass over, let that Gucci bring, you know, bring that fun shit in there, bring stuff that's memorable, but like,
yeah, we need more of that.
Yeah. Well, and like,
a lot of people, when I tell them, they're like, I don't know what that is. And I'm like, do you like Sammy Virgie? And they're like, oh, yeah. And I'm like, Fred again? And they're like, oh, yeah. And I'm like, yeah, that's drum, or that's UKG. And then, mm-hmm. you know, people, I feel like people know what drum and bass is, but, like, there's so many different layers to drum and bass. There's, like the semi-automatic, blah, 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 mm-hmm. and, like, I like the harder stuff. But then there's, like, such, like, pretty ethereal, and then there's, like, jungle. Like, there's just, like, so... I had an argument with somebody about genres, because they were like, oh, well, just put death to all genres. We don't need to, like, label or talk about what it is. It's just music. It's all the same. And I'm like, okay, like, that's, that, none of that makes sense. Like, I'm literally, part of DJing is having insanely good organization skills.
Yeah.
Knowing where your tracks are and knowing what's going to go well with what vibe. And you have to genre-fy. Now, do I think somebody needs to play an entire DJ set in the same genre? Absolutely not.
Mm-hmm.
People, more, you know, famous DJs, John Summit, Disco Lines, even, like, a side piece, they throw bass in there. And people love it. So I've really kind of struggled with, you know, I'm a house DJ that plays bass sometimes. Or I'm a bass DJ that plays house sometimes. It's like, I've had to, like, just be whatever I want to be, you know?
Yeah. I can definitely see how some people are judgy about that. I feel like I kind of talked about that topic with David when I was over there.
Yeah.
And I was kind of surprised. I was like, people don't just love what you play. Like, they don't just accept and are grateful that they get to hear your music at all.
Like, EDM is, like, the bait, like, house and, like, four on the floor, like... It's kind of the basis of a lot of music genres. Yeah. Even pop. There's so much dance pop out there. Like,
mm-hmm.
I don't know.
Dua Lipa.
Right. Oh, my God. Obsessed with her. Even, yeah. Even, yes. And say that shit with your chest. You know, that was a house bop. Like, yeah. You know, a little old school vibe. Like, there, people just don't like culture. You know? Like, people don't want to expand their horizons and be open to... Oh, maybe techno is kind of fucking dope. Like, let me see what that's about. And this is coming from someone who's not the biggest techno person. Notice I have not said techno. Because I don't like to teach you that. But I'll go to a techno show every now and then and be like, this is sick, fucking, you know?
Up on the dance floor.
I don't even know how to dance to techno. It's like a pulverization.
Pretty much.
But that's why movement is awesome. Because you go in the underground. Have you been?
I still haven't been.
Girl, you're going to go this year.
I am, yeah. I was out of town.
You're gonna love it.
I lived in California at the time.
It's so cool. There's spoiler alert, there's this fucking little underground spot, all crazy heavy techno, and people are just down, it's like a dungeon. It's dope. You've lived so many places for being so young. I've only ever lived in Metro Detroit.
I was born in Georgia, I lived in Seattle, moved to Michigan, moved to Atlanta, moved to Michigan, moved to California, moved to Michigan.
Those are most areas of the U.S. besides the East Coast.
Yeah, I don't know about all that. I'm not the biggest fan, but I definitely will have to travel more to give a real opinion.
For sure.
I just am stuck on the, you can't drive.
Yeah, no.
Like, I love my car.
Yeah.
My car's name is Tutasha, because she's my second car named Tasha. Yeah, Tute.
Tute.
The Kia was Tasha, yeah. OG. Aww. Yeah.
This is how much of a girl I am. I just found out I bought my car 2 years ago and I didn't lease it. And I'm like, what? I was like, I purchased a vehicle?
Is that a... good or bad?
There's some pros and cons. I mean, I don't have to worry about my miles, but now I had to, like, buy a warranty because if anything fucking breaks, mm-hmm. I'm not covered, you know, by the dealership. And it's because I, 2 years ago, I, like, didn't have a cosigner and my, like, credit's not the best, you know. I have a car and I'm super grateful. So you know what we're gonna call her? Gorgina. She's just a Gorgina deep compass.
I like that. That's a good name. What type of car do you drive?
Jeep Compass.
I used to love Jeeps. I wanted a Jeep for so long. I want that new Jeep that's like $200,000. Wow. It has a fridge in it. What?
Yeah. Are you a Taurus?
No.
You have all these bags too. I was like,
what? I hate a Taurus. No. I'm a Cancer.
Oh yeah, that's right. Yeah. Well, you're still earthy.
Yes, but all the Taurus I've met have been evil. So
that's so funny.
But there's just certain signs I don't know anything about, so I'm just very opinionated on a few of them.
Yeah. You're like, that's a sore spot.
Taurus, Scorpios, and maybe one or two Geminis.
Yeah.
But men. Fair.
Yeah, I do believe the gender difference affects makes it. Yeah.
But for Taurus, it's the men Taurus. I cannot fuck with them at all. But that's about it. Don't know anything about Capricorns, Sagittarius, Pisces. I'm not super.
You're missing Virgo.
Virgos are fine, but they can be really sassy. Like girl Virgos.
They're blunt.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Definitely. All the girl Virgos I've ever met, they'll say it straight to you, which I appreciate. Yeah, but no. Yeah. What other signs are there? Leos, I don't really know anything about.
They're fun. They're, like, probably one of my favorites.
Girls or guys?
Oh, well, I just like Leo energy. Mm. Like, I'm a Leo moon, Leo rising, and that totally, like, is part of the performative parts of me that I'm, like, still settling into. I feel like your rising sign is something you, like, it's almost like the OG you. And then society and a lot of the, you know, perceptions people place upon you. And then I'm sure there's a little bit of a placebo if you learn about astrology from a young age. And you sort of morph your personality just a little bit, you know, to where sometimes I always question, is this by nature or by nurture? Was I trained to be a Gemini? Or am I just like this? And no, I think I'm just like this.
How long have you been into the horoscopes?
A long time. And, like, it's because, like, my family has, like, interesting birthdays. Like, my mom and my sister, they're one day apart. And then my uncle was born on the same day as my sister. And one of my grandpas on my other side of the family. So, like, August 25th, weirdly packed date. And then the next day is my mom's birthday. And then, like, my grandma and my dad, they're, like, only a couple days apart. So, they're two Aries. And then my nephew, who came on later in life, he's 11, he's a Gemini. So he's like my little Gemini buddy, because I was kind of alone all my life, not having another Gem. you needed another one to kind of bounce ideas off of. So, yeah, me and my sister love talking about it. Like, again, I've always been more spiritual, witchy, but like I was telling you earlier, and just talking about God, too, there's so many facets to, like, spirituality that I think is what keeps me sane and going in life and having something to tangibly, you know, remind me that I guess I am real. Because, like, who knows? You know what I mean? But I guess I am in God's design.
Do you think that people's signs kind of help you decide who you hang out with? Like, do you care about the conflicts between signs, or do you just give everyone a chance?
Well, I think it depends on, the sun sign isn't the whole story, especially because I didn't even mention about my Gemini-ness, is I'm actually on the cusp of Cancer. That if I was born a day later, I'd be a Cancer. So I feel like if I match people's energy, and if they can't sort of vibe with that, then there's a disconnect. You know, they're not fully in tune with themselves if I can't hop on their frequency a little bit. That could be a good song. Like, hop on my frequency. Are you gonna match me?
as kind of like the is somebody gonna match my freak, you know? That's kind of where I was coming from. But no, I sort of try to wait as long as possible to figure out somebody's sign until I guess it, and then they're like, "Nah, that's wrong." I'm like, "Oh, what are you?" And I'm like, "Oh, okay." You know, cuz I think there's certain like things about signs that could be like an attribute or just like a stereotype. You know, like me being a Gemini and having two names, that's pretty on track, but am I that much of a duality person? Do I have other aspects to me, especially physically? There's certain, you know, people who I can tell if they're a Virgo rising because they have such a deer like almost
really
very high cheekbones. And I feel like Leo risings, which I am, we have a bigger hair and like a more feline type face, and a lot of Taurus folks are a little bit more round features. So
do I have high cheekbones?
Yeah.
I'm Virgo rising.
Yeah. See? Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, you definitely have, like the, it's, like, really nice right there. Like, you could, like, put your highlight there.
Thank you.
That would be super pretty.
I appreciate that. We will definitely have to do something like this again. I don't know what your schedule looks like in the upcoming months, but I think that we definitely get along very well, and you're just, like, nonstop interesting, so it'd be nice to continuously have you
come on. I love to yap. Certified yapper. Dude.
Certified yapper, for real.
Life's too short to not be inquisitive and to not learn about people and stuff.
Yeah, but I appreciate you so much for letting me ask you questions and for letting me share them with the platform. I'm going to make sure to put all of your stuff, like, in the description. Just make sure you send me your pages that you want, and I guess maybe if I add links, send me, like, links to your music, and we'll definitely have to do some more work together.
Absolutely.
But thank you to anyone that decided to listen. I had a really great time, and I look forward to seeing you again.
Peace out.